To think about the Spanish word to say hi.
Hola.
Okay. Because all the words that I first word came to me, pollo loco. So I don't know. Is it Spanish? No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. It's just, I don't know Spanish. Anyway, how are you doing?
Good.
You're good?
Yeah.
Good?
Bueno.
Amen. Hallelujah. Are you going to translate?
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Amen. Today we're going to continue talking about renewing of the mind. Just have one word and then we're going to pray. I believe that the only way to receive in when we humble ourselves, and I lead a lot of schools, discipleship schools, and every time I come to sit in the class, and sometimes people go to speak, and I'm like, oh, not this speaker, but God comes and pew. Speaks a word of life changing, you know? And I repent. I said, sorry, I'm sorry. I did it again. And then another person comes and, you know, say, and I am not expecting anything, but God comes and phew, speaks again a word of life changing. And I learned that no matter who speaks, if you're expecting from God, you will receive. Even if a speaker like me. No, I'm honest. Just forget anything, but just focus on God that He will speak to you. You know what? That's funny. Every time I speak, I feel God speaking to me. And I go back and process it. And I believe that God is so loving. Father wants to teach His children, even through broken vessels. Yeah? So just let's just pray. And Lord, we expect a visitation from You. We expect that You come and touch our hearts, Lord, because we need You. My heart needs You, Lord. My heart needs You. Because I know that all the brokenness that I have, the only hope for it is that You come and touch my heart. Lord, we pray for the truth to be, not to be spoken, but to be among us, because You are the truth. You are the life. Come and be alive among us, Lord, in us. Speak to our hearts that we might be free in You and free indeed. Lord, bless each one of us, Lord. Bless us, Lord. Bless us as a group. Bless us as a church. As a body of Christ here. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm expecting, as you see, I'm expecting. I am expecting that God will come and touch all of us. I mean, when we speak the word of God, when we come to hear the word of God, we will hear the word of God, that the written word of God, right? But also put in your mind that you will hear a special rhema word for you. Okay? If you're traveling, if you're going somewhere, it's not enough that you're going to the airport. Taxi, take me to the LAX. And then, what will happen? LAX is so huge. Have over 6 terminal, or maybe more. I don't know. So, it's not enough. It's not enough that you know the big thing is small details. I believe God wants you to know the big things. The written word, it's very important to know it, to meditate in it, and we're going to talk about it tomorrow. But I believe that God wants us to know small details specific for you, because you're going to get your flight from gate number 32 or whatever, and you have to go there, right? Everyone goes to LAX, right? But you have to go to a certain gate to get your flight, and then you get to your, if you are organized. But if you're Egyptian, you can go anyway. Anyway, so I believe God is going to speak to you, us, specific word, be aware, pay attention to it. Amen? Four kind of people we're going to talk about today. Four kind of people. We're still talking about the renewing of the mind. We're going to talk about three kinds of people. One, the first kind of people is the normal, natural, not knowing God people. Okay? And I'm going to ask a question and you answer according to what we heard last week. Okay. So the normal people that they don't know God, is their spirit alive or dead?
Dead,
because they are separate from God. Those people, who leads their life? What?
Themselves,
thank you. Uh-huh. And someone said something else. Satan, the enemy. Satan. I'm gonna put this here. I don't know what's wrong with those keys. So I'm going to write S, okay? Satan. He takes the lead. And what follows? Does the body, the flesh follow the orders? Can they say no? Can my body, can my flesh, can my organs and my senses can say, the normal, not me, normal person, not a believer. Can they say no to Satan?
No,
they can't. They have to follow. So I'll say body, B. Okay, they have to follow. What about the emotion? Emotions. What do you think they are feeling? Depressed, sad,
confusion
is more in the mind, sad,
fear,
and so on and so. So I'm going to get the emotions, E, right?
Not I.
Will follow, right? Everything. And the fruits of this person, what do you think when we are led by the enemy, when they are led by the enemy, and the flesh is following, and the emotions is following, and the mind is following? Mind, you have to write mind, M. You cannot see it, but just imagine it. What do you think this man, what kind of fruit this man will have in his life? What kind of fruit? Bad fruit? Rotten? The Galatians 5:16-20. We talked about it. All kind of sins, right, will follow this man because he's following. He doesn't know God, and he's following whatever Satan tells him. whatever. And they do it just like this, right? This is the first kind of people that we talk about today. They are controlled by their flesh. They're controlled by bad thinking. Bad thing. They don't have anything. If there is bad thinking, why not? I'll think about bad stuff. No problem. Emotions, no problem. Bad decisions from their will, no problem. So all their fruits are mentioned in Galatians 5, 16 to 20. Okay. Second type of people, they are believers, but they are living in flesh. Can a believer live by the flesh? Yes? Yes?
Or else you don't have a second point.
What's that?
Or else you don't have a second point.
Exactly. What can I do if I don't have a second point? If a believer, but he's not a spiritual man, but he's led by his flesh. Let me ask you this question. His spirit is dead or alive?
Alive.
Alive. Because his sin is forgiven, he came to the cross and said, Jesus, forgive me. I come to you. I accept you. But the only thing, they didn't accept the prayer of being Jesus being the Lord of their life. Okay? So they are, if they die, if those people die, where are they going to be? They believe in Jesus. They believe in Jesus. They believe in Jesus. But they have a different dynamic. It's not the spirit lead them. Where is the body? Here. Can you see it? No, you can't. I know. But also, Satan have a lot of influence in their life. Yeah? Because if it's about the flesh, they follow, no problem. They follow. They are saved, but they are still living in the flesh. Anyone have any example from the Bible? People like believer, but they live in the flesh.
Balaam.
Balaam, thank you very much. I was thinking about that. Thinking. Yes? King Saul, thank you. Thank you very much. That's a very good example. King Saul. He believes and sometimes he's anointed. Mishka, he was anointed. But he chooses to do stuff for himself without waiting, waiting for the Lord to guide his life. Those bad people. Right? Don't we do that sometimes? Not sometimes, a lot of times. Yes, we do. We do. So, a believer that is led by the flesh. This is second type of people. Romans 8:8. Those are they are led by the flesh. They cannot please God, right? They cannot do God's will because they are sometimes here and sometimes here. Sometimes their life is perfect and wonderful, and sometimes they are messing up everything. Yeah? Drinking, no problem. Having a relationship also out of marriage, that's fine. Because their flesh is leading them. Okay? I'm not talking about anyone here, but I feel like all of us, sometimes we fall into this. Amen? So this man, this person, takes his order from the body, from his flesh. Sometimes even his orders comes from this guy, because Because hate, and he hates. Hates from who? From, it's not from God. It comes from Satan. But they hate. Don't forgive. Don't forgive. How come you don't forgive? Because he's not living in the spirit. He's living in the flesh. Have bitterness. Have resentment. Have hatred. It's from the enemy. I know it's heavy. But don't worry. Takes his order from, and sometimes he takes his order from the spirit. That. Okay? Sometimes he's led by the spirit. What kind of fruits do you think this man will carry? I need an answer. Or else.
Some good, some bad.
Thank you very much. Sometimes it's very good fruits, sometimes very bad fruits. And this is, believe me, we need to talk about it. Believe me, we need to talk about it. It's all over. It's all over. You see people all the time in the church making all the kind of problems because they are not led by the spirit, or they are led by the flesh, right? Right? All the division, all the problems between this and this. I am for this pastor. I am for this pastor. I am for this division. It brings division. So sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. Okay, third type of people is the, I'm gonna go through this quickly. It's soul-led, not soul the king. Soul, my soul leads me. My will, wonderful. Have a power, like strong will, that's good. But still, you need to submit your will. I don't know if I have enough cups. W, your will is leading. Your will is leading. I make decisions by myself. I know someone, I'm not going to mention the name. If you cannot, you know, convince him, it was everything, 1 + 1 = he cannot do anything. He needs to, everything needs to be according to what he is convinced. But sometimes, a lot of times, God wants us to submit to the, not to, sometimes. All the time, God wants us to submit to the Spirit, to God's Spirit, not my will, not my emotions. Not my mind, but to His Spirit. Those type of people, they are believers. They are believers. But who leads their life? Emotions, will, emotions. If they are sad, they don't worship.
No.
I'm not gonna do that. Why? As if I don't like the worship leader. Yeah. I paid you back. No, I'm just kidding. I don't like the worship here. Hey, are you worshiping with him? Are you worshiping him, not with him? Whoever leads, it's him. It's about him. Not about whoever here stands here. Emotions leads me. No. Their spirit is alive. They have wonderful, but they have this tend to have their soul to lead them. Okay. Let's go to the fourth one. You're gonna kill me. The fourth one is the spiritual led. Hallelujah. Finally, good news. Finally. The spiritual led person, this is the fourth. It's the same. He's a believer, so his spirit is alive. His body is holy temple to the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't you want that? his body, his flesh. He's living as a living sacrifice to the Lord. Amen. He's living, but he's not living. He's dead. He's dead to his flesh. He's dead to his desires. He's dead to the lust. He's dead. This is not me. Who leads him? That's easy.
The spirit.
You can't see them anyway.
It's okay.
No, but I want to put the right one. I can't do this. Yes, but because I know I want to do something else. Yes, this is it. The spirit leads everything, but this guy, the small s, Satan, where does he go? Where is his place here? So everything follows the spirit. Hallelujah. Say amen.
Amen. Say amen.
Say amen. Well, what about this guy?
Trash.
What about
trash.
Trash. No, not the trash. You know this guy?
This is
waste. No, we're gonna crush him in the name of Jesus. He's under our feet. He's under control. Yes. Say amen.
Amen.
He's under control. This guy has no power, and we're gonna talk about this tomorrow. So this guy is led by the spirit. His spirit is alive. His body is living sacrifice to the Lord. His mind is renewed. Thank you very much. His emotions happy. Happy with the Lord, with everything. Rejoice in the Lord always. Always, really? I love this. Always. Rejoice in the Lord always. One time I was, we were in Jordan. And Jordan. I love Jordan. And we didn't have a bed. And it was very cold, very cold. I just remember this now. I believe that maybe it would bless someone. And we used to sleep on mattress on the floor. And it was very cold. Our back is like, God doesn't go like this. So, because it's like a wood. And someone gave us two single beds. So we put them together and we were so happy to get down from the bed, not get off the bed from the mattress. You know, we were so happy and Rolla was like, oh, hallelujah, we have a bed. I came back from a revival meeting and I was playing the guitar. I think I was singing a song. Means give thanks all the time. And then we received a call from one of the guys that gave us the bed. He said, I want my bed back. One of them, not both of them. So we have a single bed and no bed. And it wasn't fun. And it was very hard. And Rolla started to cry, really. Started to cry, you know, as if she lost the Annie, everything. I was like, and I see my wife crying, and I was singing, give thanks all the time, and I was still having the guitar in my hand, and I was asking, okay, how can I do this now? My wife is crying, and if you're married, you know. When your wife is crying, it's not fun. I'm saying it's not fun. Why are you laughing? And I was asking him, how can I do this? How can I continue this singing, saying, Nashkuru kullahin. I I give thanks all the time. And then a beautiful voice came and said, well, you can. They will take your bed. They will take your money. They can take your life. But the one thing they will never touch, they will never take away from you, is my salvation, my redemption, my blood. You are mine. Can you give thanks now? I started to play. Yes, I can give thanks now. You know? Emotions will go up and down. I believe will go up and down. Don't let your emotions lead you. Don't let your emotions means no sadness and no joy leads you. That's like, I'm so happy, I can, you know? Just calm down. Calm down. Let the Spirit of God, say amen. Let the Spirit of God lead you, not the emotions, not your will, not your will, not your mind, not your mind, but let the Spirit of God to lead you. The fourth person is the Spirit-led person, which is surrender. He surrendered everything to the Spirit of God. Surrendered everything. Everything. My mind is yours. My emotions is yours. My heart is yours. My body is yours. Everything. My future. My presence. My everything is yours. You lead me, Lord. Amen. And then Philippians 4, 6, 9. Then everything that is good and pure, you will think about these things. You will, because you are led by the Spirit. Let's read this. Let's read from Philippians. I like this a lot. When I was reading it, I was left, because it's God's job to give us all the power to do this. Amen. Philippians 4. And someone read it, please. 4, 6 to 9. Yeah.
Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
So whose job to keep your thoughts and, but this is his job. He will give you the power. He will give you the hallelujah. He will be with you so close as the closest friend you ever had in your life. As the closest family member you had in your life. That once you say something, he will be very close to you and say, don't worry, I take care of this. I will lead you through this. Amen? He will give you the power. He will give you the grace to go through this. And don't care about anything but prayer and supplication. Supplication. Right. So, yeah, continue, please. It's finished.
Amen.
Yeah.
Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good, report. If there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned, and receiveth, and heard, and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you.
Okay. As we're listening to this, I was asking myself, God is saying here in his word, he gave us a long list of things to think about, and he says, think about. It's an order, right? Think about this and this and this and this. If I imagine myself, and I'm sure a little bit of you, some of you, trying by myself to think about this list, all what's pure and good and so on, so I will fail. Because I know that here Some of the thoughts here, doesn't fit in this list. Do you agree with me? Yeah. But who can make us think about this list? Himself. The Holy Spirit will give us the power to do this. When God says, think about this, keep your mind occupied with those things, that means we can do it. That means He knows we can do it. Right? If I am telling my son, Jonathan, take the garbage out. I know that he can carry the garbage, right? But I will never tell him, Jonathan, take the couch out. Garbage, couch, very close. No, it's big, big difference. I know, but don't laugh at me. I know that he cannot carry it, right? He cannot carry couch. Couch, right? Yeah, sofa. He cannot. But if I tell him to do the things that he can do, take the garbage out, he can do it. This is exactly. It's a long list and it's huge, right? But God is saying, this is the list, think about this. And my Holy Spirit, the Spirit, will give you the power, will give you the grace, will make, hallelujah, will make transformation into this thing, the mind, to make it able to think about those things. Amen? We're going to spend some time now in talking about the fruit of this guy. The fruit of this man that is led by the Spirit. First fruit, for sure, Galatians 5, you know, the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, and peace, and self, thank you very much. You know it in English, I don't know. All this wonderful, right? But also there is another kind, type of fruit. First, when I am led by the Spirit, when a believer led by the Spirit, they will have this fruit in their life, is self-acceptance. Self-acceptance. I accept myself. Okay. John, 1 John 3:1. Can someone read it, please? I really like to encourage you, when you read it as a proclamation. Read it as you believe it. Read it as if, yeah, this is, you know, proclamation that in the face of the enemy and proclamation in front of my brothers and sisters that I believe it. Amen? So whoever reads it as a proclamation, not only in your life, but for all of us. Amen?
1 John 3:1.
Yes, please. Go ahead. Stand up and, you know, preach it, brother.
Behold,
yeah.
For the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know Him.
Amen. So the first thing, I'm accepting myself as a child of God. I'm accepting everything. It doesn't matter how big my nose is, you can see. It doesn't matter how many hairs I have. It doesn't matter about if I'm fat or big or... It doesn't matter. It's the thing that matters is I am a child of God. And this, when you are accepting this, when you have this revelation, so what? So what I'm poor? So what I'm rich? So what? I'm accepting what I have. Things I cannot change. Well, now doctors, they can change. But I can't. I cannot change it. I accept it. I used to hate my nose. You say, I will look at them. What? Why? Why me? My brother's nose is like this. Why me? Is like, and have like, you know, two big balloons, half balloons like that. Why? I used to look at the mirror and I was like, why? What happened? someone pushed me or what? I don't know. But I used to hate my nose. But now I don't care. I make fun of it. I don't care. I don't care because it's not, there's so much important stuff. I am a child of God. Wow. No, just a minute. A child of God. Wow. This is wonderful. When you are led by the Spirit, you don't care about small stuff like this. Fat, big. I don't care. I'm a child of God. And He, you know what? Hallelujah. He accepted me. He accepted me. He accepted you. And when God, the Holy One, accepts you, for sure you're going to accept yourself. He's like, wow, what a wonderful creation. Look at this, what a wonderful creation. Actually, I was like, for this, I make joke now. I told you one time, you know this verse that says, James, you're with me. You know this verse that says that no one here fall without his permission, like permission from God, right? I was like, wow, the heaven is so busy to give permissions. God is like, have nothing to do but another hair, another. I laughed. When I was like thinking about this, I was like, I like it. Actually, this is a guy, I learned it from a little boy in my church in Sudan. We used to say the Lord's Prayer, and after we finish the Lord's Prayer, we say, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, right? And we go like this. And this boy, he used to do, in the name of the Father, and Son, and the Holy Spirit. Wow, I like this. I like his style. When are you going to finish? Anyway. I accept myself. One of the fruits of being led by the Spirit, I accept myself. Because He accepted me, I accept myself. I accept all my life as a package. Thank you, Lord, for this and this and this. Hallelujah. Say amen. Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Ephesians 2:10. This is the second fruit. The second fruit of being led by the Spirit. It's all changing my thinking about myself, my view about myself, is that I feel valued. I feel valuable, valuable, valuable. Someone read it, please, as a proclamation. I will do it in Arabic, but you're not going to understand anything.
Do it in Arabic.
I'll do it in Arabic, but not this one, because someone... Yeah, Ephesians 2:10. Someone?
For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them.
Okay. For we are what? Workmanship. It's like God is sitting and doing something beautiful. Beautiful. Like taking the time and saying, go, be whole. This is wonderful creation, right? Fearfully and wonderfully, what? It's not made in China, not made in Japan, not made in Egypt and America, no. It's made by God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's wonderful, wonderfully, fearfully made. Amen? So it's one virgin. It's called Raoul. One virgin. One what?
Unique.
Unique. Original. And he says, you are origin. You are, I give your life, your workmanship. I give it a time, you know, to make you this way. Masterpiece. Thank you very much. And not only that, wonderfully, fearfully, wonderfully made, but not only that, but also redeemed by a great price. The price that was paid on us gives us sense of value. If I go to the, well, whatever you buy this from, and this is for a dollar, okay? This pencil is for a dollar. And I go and say, sir, I want to buy this. How much? They say $1. I said, no, I'm going to give you $10. Am I now, like, did I pay right price or wrong? It's so wrong. Yeah? But because it's $1, I will pay $1. Right? When he came and bought you, what price did he pay? What price did he pay?
Paid it all.
Huh? What price did he pay to redeem us? To buy us? Huh?
Overpriced?
No, not overpriced. He saw it? Ah, that's wonderful. Yes, I have the price for this. What price he paid? The blood of Jesus. The blood of the only son. His only son. He says, I want to redeem you. I will pay the price that you are valued, which is the blood of Jesus. Did anyone cheat God? Did he make overpriced? No. He paid the price that you deserve, which is the blood. Can you imagine? Can you imagine you, your value is the blood of Jesus. Your value is the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It gives me sense of value when I am led. This is the second fruit. Third fruit. You can read it there. Romans 8:13, assurance gives me assurance. And Ephesus, because it's, the time is running, I would like to have time for prayer. But there is one point I'm going to speak about. Read about it. Ephesians 1:13-4. It gives me the fruit of a man, security. The next fruit is forgiveness. This is, I feel like this is one of the words that is special for someone here, and could be for me, could be for any one of us here. One of the fruits of being led by the Spirit is that I have assurance of forgiveness. I was planning another verse from this for this, but today I was praying and God guided me for this verse in Isaiah 44:22. If you don't get it quickly, I will get it. Okay? Isaiah 44:22. I'm gonna read it in Arabic if you don't read it. Quickly. I think I got it. I got it. Sorry. I got it. No, just kidding.
I have blotted out like a thick cloud your transgressions and like a cloud your sins. Return to me, for I have redeemed you.
Okay. Here, it says in Arabic. You're not going to understand it, but I'm going to proclaim it in the name of Jesus. قَدْ مَحَوْتُكَ غَيْمَ زُنُوبَكَ وَكَسَحَابَ خَطَيَاكَ ارْجَعْ إِلَيَّ لَأَنِّي فَدَيْتَكَ. Hallelujah. It says that I wiped out your sins as what? As a cloud. When the cloud is gone, it's gone, right? But the beautiful thing, the beautiful, hear it in the name of Jesus. Open your ears, you open your heart and hear it. The beautiful thing about this verse is that he forgave you.
The wipe out here is in the past, right, Mr. Joe? It's in the past, right? Yeah. I wipe. What's the?
Blood.
I have blood.
I took away your sin, right? What else? I forgive you. I took away your sin. Can you read it again in English so I can reach it?
I have blotted out like a thick cloud your transgressions.
Yes.
And like a cloud your sins. Return to me, for I have redeemed.
What about return? What kind of verb is this?
Present.
Is it past or present or an order?
Order
means did it happen or it needs to be happening? It needs to happen. Huh? It needs to happen. Return means, you know, come back. That means you are still far, right? I wipe out your sin. Come to me. This is the beauty of forgiveness. This is the beauty of forgiveness. Is that God forgave us already? He wiped out our
transgressions.
He did it already. And he's saying, now come, return, because I did it already. Forgiveness,
assurance of forgiveness. One of the fruits of being led by the Spirit,
submitting to the Spirit, is that I have assurance of forgiveness, which means
all my past. We're going to talk about this tomorrow. Again, next week. All my sin, which is, again, I'll say it, even the one you did it before this meeting, it's past. And Jesus says, I forgive this. Return to me to receive it. Amen? Just to receive it. It's ready for you. Return from your ways. Return to me to receive the forgiveness. Amen? The last fruit is Holy Communion. Holy Communion. That we have a Holy Communion with the Holy Spirit. And this fellowship with the Holy Spirit. I mean, again, it's this relationship, this sensitive relationship, not sensitive, that sensitive, that you are sensitive to the Holy Spirit, very close to you. We have this, one of the fruits of being led by the Spirit is that we have this communion with the Holy Spirit. We have this fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Amen? Let's stand together. Hallelujah. 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 When a bad fruit fall from a tree, it will make the whole area stinks. Bad smell. Have a lot of dirt and ugly things. Right? If you feel like this area in my life is led by the flesh or by emotions or by Satan himself, you know what? I believe that the Son of Righteousness is coming to rise up today on us. And the healing in its wings. And He's here. He's covering us. And we are under His wings. And He's saying, you know what? I redeemed you. I forgive you. Come to me. Return to me. I forgive you already. just come to receive the forgiveness, to be free from guilt, to be free from shame, to be free from hearing the voice of the enemy. You're not his son, you're not his daughter. But the Lord is saying today, I wanna make you assured that you are my son. You are my daughter. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, I pray that you change the way that we think about ourselves, about others, and to accept ourselves because you accepted us, Lord. Lord, I pray for each one of us, hallelujah, to make this click in our minds, and to make this switch in our minds, to surrender our minds, to surrender our bodies, to surrender our soul, to surrender our spirit into the leadership of your spirit, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Clean my thoughts, clean my heart, clean my mind, Lord, by the power of your blood, by the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Hallelujah. Wash me, wash me. I believe it, I believe it, I believe it. God is washing us as if we are under waterfall, living waterfall, and the Lord is washing us, washing my mind from all the lies, all the lies, all the lies about myself, all the lies about others, all the lies about God. Wash me, Lord. Wash me, Lord. Joseph, can you help us in the music? Just, I believe that God is washing us. Just surrender to His presence. And let Him show you the things that He's washing now, that He's cleaning now, the lies that the enemy put in your mind. Yes, Lord. Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord upon me to preach the gospel to the poor and to heal the broken heart, set the captive free, to set the captive free." If your mind is captive to a certain thought, I believe the anointing is here. The anointing of the Lord is here. The anointing of the Holy Spirit is here to set the captive free. Your heart is broken because of a loss in your life, because of a sadness in your life. God is saying that I want to heal your heart. The anointing is here to heal your heart. Hallelujah. To wipe out your tears. Give you a robe of joy and praise instead of mourning. Hallelujah. Instead of the broken spirit. Didn't do this before, allow the light to shine into the darkness. There is an area in your life. You locked the door of this area. And you said, no one is allowed. And the Holy Spirit is saying, allow me to shine the light. Allow me to shine the light. This darkness causing a fruit of fear in your heart, in your life. You know what? God wants to put instead assurance, security. Lord, all the things that we went through as a children in our childhood, and it's like a dark secret in our lives. Open it, Lord. Open it, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Heal my heart, Lord. Heal my heart. Accept who you are, how God created you, because He has a wonderful plan to your life. Accept it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turning into oil in the name of Jesus. The water is turning into oil. Oil of anointing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The anointing will break every chain in the name of Jesus. Every chain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This weight are you're carrying. God is saying that today I want to take it away. It's not the right thing that you're still carrying. Hallelujah. He wants to help you get rid of this heavy weight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This sin that you're praying for, that you get rid of, feel like it's like the prison that Peter was in. And when the angel of the Lord came and said, let's go, and he went with them, and the door, the gates of the prison opened by itself. I feel like the Lord is today is opening your prison to set you free from this sin, from this shame, from this guilt. You prayed so many times, but today is the day to break this chain. And to set you free in the name of Jesus. 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 You are free. Say it. I am free. Say it. I am free. Say it. I am free. Believe it. I am free. I can go out. I can go out. I am free to be out of this prison. I'm free. I'm free. Hallelujah.
picture came to me, to my mind now. The snake that held Paul's hand, want to kill him, and Paul just got rid of it. I feel like the sin is grasping you, grabbing you. But today is the day that God wants to set you free. Just get rid of it by the power of Jesus, by the power of the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
By the power of the anointing that is seen. God wants to set us free. God wants to set us free. I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I would ask if anyone needs prayer to be anointed today, come forward, humble yourself, come forward. We're gonna pray. Don't say anything, just come here. I believe there is power here. There is power here. There is power of humility when you humble yourself. And there is power when we pray for you to stand together against anything that's causing for you not to be shining as a light. Come forward. I know that we're late, but we're never late on the work of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.